Hello and welcome back to USBR Guest Cybersecurity Tips. I'm Theo, and today's episode covers RATs, or Remote Access Trojans. There's a great article on Dark Reading that gives an overview of what RATs do, and I'll include it in the show notes. In this episode, we will cover what RATs are, how do they find your way on your computer, what do they do when they find themselves on there, and what can you do to protect them from your device. So, what are RATs, or Remote Access Trojans? To understand RATs, let's start at the end with Trojans. A Trojan virus, or malware, is simply malware concealed as something safe to download. Remote access is allowing your device or computer to be accessed remotely by someone else's machine. If you've ever had IT at work remote into your computer to install updates or fix your printer, this is a version of remote access. How do RATs find your way on your computer? RATs are usually installed on your computer by you. That's right, they're disguised as that free version of Photoshop, a Zoom installer from a link from a sus email, or as we'll learn in an upcoming episode, cheat codes or modifications for PC games such as Minecraft, CSGO, Fortnite, or Valorant. What do they do on your computer? Once installed, the RAT will typically attempt the remote part of its name by contacting its command and control server for instructions. The RAT could be instructed to start logging keystrokes, recording the screen, webcam, and/or microphone. A RAT-infected computer could become part of a botnet where large numbers of other infected computers can be used to execute denial-of-service attacks. With the popularity of cryptocurrency, some infected machines may become unwilling crypto miners. The long and short is, once a RAT is installed and given its instructions, it can become whatever the bad guys want it to be. How can you protect your device from them? My best advice? Only download from official sources. Want Microsoft Office? Go to Microsoft.com. Valorant the game? Buy from Steam or Valorant's store page. Never click on links in email, text, Discord, Twitter, or any other messenger to download software. It doesn't matter if it's from your mom's. Never click on a link in any messenger. That's all for today's episode. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, drop me a line at anchor.fm/usbog or email me at usbrguest@gmail.com. If I've helped you in any way, please consider telling your friends or family about the podcast or rate and review the podcast on any platform you use to listen. Thank you for listening and have a great day.